thanks for joining us this afternoon. We're back at an old haunt of mine, an old fishing spot that I used to frequent many, many years ago. Haven't been down this way for at least 14 or 15 years, and before that even, it's going back about 30 years almost. And it's quite remarkable just how many trees have grown up around this place. And I'm not sure if you can just see the white water behind me, but just a little bit further downriver, there's a very large waterfall. Well, it's the biggest one that I've ever seen in this country, I think. And we'll see that probably tomorrow or the next time you join with us. We've a little devotion to do about that. But you probably can't hear it. It's very loud in my hearing, but with this little microphone, you probably can't hear it. You can hear the water cascading down the waterfall. But just in front of me here, the water's quite calm, and then it begins to get a little bit rougher, and you can maybe see the white water about 10 or 20 feet above the waterfall. You know, upstream from the Niagara Falls in Canada, there's a sign, and it says on that sign the point of no return. And what it literally means is that if you are in a fishing boat or a rowing boat, or you're just out swimming and you go beyond that sign, it's virtually impossible not to get carried away with the current. And if you go past the point of no return, it's almost inevitable that you're going to go over the falls and ultimately perish. And so it's a very important sign, the point of no return. The water can be relatively calm, and you can get carried along with the flow, you can get borne along in the current. And then you see this sign that says the point of no return, and I'm sure it's possible that a lot of people might not take it that seriously. They mightn't just realise how strong the current is and how strong the draw is, but if they continue going past the sign, past the point of no return, they're in very, very dangerous waters, and it probably won't end well for them. And whenever we think about the journey of life, especially as it relates to the God of heaven and our salvation and our coming to Christ and the Spirit of God moving in our lives, I believe as we turn to the Word of God that the Bible indicates that many people in Scripture and many people in this present day, they reach in a spiritual sense the point of no return. They get carried along with the current, carried along with the tide of popular opinion. They enjoy their life, they enjoy their sin, but they realize, maybe all too late, that they've hardened their heart against God. Four times in the Word of God, we have the words, "Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart." And it may be as you think back a year or a year and a half ago to the beginning of the whole situation, the pandemic, COVID and all the rest of it, a lot of people were afraid, they were filled with fear. People had said that something like 10% of the population would die right across the spectrum. And then whenever it didn't just work out that way, a lot of us have got spiritually complacent. People were thinking about life and death and looking for hope. And here they are, well over a year later, and they've hardened their hearts. They no longer think about spiritual things. They no longer think about the things of God. Maybe you've been watching these devotionals, or you've been going to drive-in missions during the lockdown, and God has been speaking to your heart, but still you've hardened your heart. Can I tell you to be very, very careful? Because in a spiritual sense, you can reach the place or the point of no return. Proverbs 29 and verse number 1 says, "He that being often reproved hardeneth his neck shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy." Let those words sink in. He that being often reproved hardeneth his neck shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. Those are solemn words. I trust that you'll think about them. Or Genesis chapter 6 and verse 3, God says, "My spirit shall not always strive with man." You can harden your heart, you can harden your neck, you can stiffen your neck against God. And maybe the Spirit of God has been striving with you. Yield yourself to the Lord. Don't harden your neck, lest you reach the point of no return. Revelation 3 and verse 20, the Lord Jesus Christ, speaking to a local church, said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. And if any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and sup with him, and he with me." Many people, undoubtedly in the local church, and they didn't have Christ in their lives. Maybe you're religious. You go to church, you go to a place of worship, and the Lord's been knocking at your heart's door. He's been speaking to you. He's been challenging you. He's been inviting you. He's been calling upon you, but still you haven't opened the door. Make sure you come to Christ, lest you reach the point of no return.